Today is Sunday, the 24th of March, Palm Sunday. Giuliano Ravanello sings, "Hosanna, Filio David. Hosanna to the Son of David." Words we will hear in our reading today. You might like to imagine you are holding a palm branch as you hear today's music, and prepare yourself for prayer.
Hosanna, Filio David, benedictus qui veni nomine. Hosanna, Filio David, benedictus qui veni. Quania in saeculo misericordia eius. Hosanna, Filio David, benedictus qui veni nomine Domini. Hosanna, Filio David, benedictus qui veni nomine Domini.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
When they were approaching Jerusalem, at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately, as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this: 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing, untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they'd cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven."
The colt, thus far just an ordinary colt, suddenly becomes an extraordinary one with a key role. To be part of the fulfillment of an Old Testament prophecy. He's tied near a door outside in the street. But the Lord needs him. In the words of Zechariah, we hear, "See, your king comes to you, humble and riding on a colt." What do you imagine Jesus, and maybe the colt, might have been feeling as they make their way to Jerusalem? What do you make of this deliberate statement by the servant king? This hobbling band that's the complete antithesis to any ornate procession by the Romans. How does it make you feel to know the scene is a prophecy? And what of the crowd? Now enthusiastic, soon to be baying for Jesus' blood. Where are you in the scene? Let it unfold in front of you as you hear the passage again. See the colours, hear the noise, feel the intensity of the moment and all its significance.
When they were approaching Jerusalem, at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately, as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing, untying the colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they'd cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven."
As this time of reflection draws to a close, what do you want to say to this humble king and what he is about to face? Say it from your heart. You have given all to me.
To you, Lord, I return it.
Everything is yours.
Do with it what you will.
Give me only your love and your grace.
That is enough for me.
Amen.